Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
This show is also sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. Now, if you cannot listen to this entire show today, this show will be rebroadcasted on Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 9 p.m. As I always say, this as an educational show, many parts of these shows actually refer to previous shows. So to build off of that, you need to be able to download these podcasts. Where do you get these podcasts? At reclaimingtherepublic.org. And so that way you can start stitching together what we kind of are trying to do here is regard to reclaiming the Republic and getting everything back on track, especially for the Spokane area, because this is, I can't emphasize this enough, this is a very, very critical election year. On local announcements, we have the Republican Coffee Club, and this Friday, the author, Randall O'Toole on Agenda 21, Property Rights Foundation of America, will be there speaking. And I don't know, he may be even selling his book. If you want to get a copy of his book, I don't know. I've not talked to Rob, but I would presume that, you know, usually authors come and have their books there so you can buy them and get them personally signed. Next week, May 11th, Doug Turner will be speaking, and he'll be talking about the Article 5 convention. These meetings are every Friday at 7 a.m. at the Something Else Deli. There we go, at 152 South Sherman. And again, the admission is $5, which will also get you coffee. And there are pastry and breakfast sandwiches available so that you can get yourself nourished and also edified by the content that's being delivered. Excuse me. Northwest Grassroots Movie Night is next week. And actually, this coming week ought to be very interesting because the newly elected chair happens to be Cecily Wright, who actually is the person that usually runs the movie night. And so I honestly think, and she's the elected chair of the Spokane County Republican Central Committee, just so you understand. And so I would think that this would take on a new, direction, but I think it'll take on a new significance and or importance because there are all sorts of opportunities for anybody that is engaged in the community because at the very beginning of these things, they always have an open mic in addition to the content that they provide. And so I truly believe that these meetings, for the rest of the year at least, will be more significant, and they definitely need to get more of our support. And so I would highly recommend and I would encourage you to get out to these and support this organization because, as I've been saying, this is one of the only organizations that we have in the local area that is providing monthly content to help you stay informed as to what is happening and how we are being affected by all of these progressive policies and and the election processes and so forth. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you make time and set it on your calendar that next Wednesday, 5:30 at Darcy's, make sure you be there. And I'm hoping by next week I'll actually have some insight as to what they're going to be doing because there's no doubt in my mind, Northwest Grassroots has probably been overwhelmed with enough stuff to do that they are, overtasked because just maintaining this this movie night is going to be kind of tough, understanding all of the new things that just fell onto Cecily's plate. Well, so anyway, let me move on. On my national show every day this past week, I've been covering, I started this on Friday, I've been covering Platonism and how we've been convinced or coerced into surrendering our liberties. And I know I've kind of covered this on this show last summer, and I try to add it or pepper it up a little bit and trying to talk about the Platonism and how the communists have been slowly integrating into our culture the communist ideologies. And all you've got to do is just look at the 10 planks of communism and ask yourself how many of these have been integrated into our paradigm and into our culture here in America. A lot more than you think. As a matter of fact, I believe almost every single one has almost been fully implemented. Excuse me. And so I would also ask you to, you know, consider this. Why is it? Because this is going down a different tangent, but this has something to do with the Platonists and what they're trying to do to America. And so I have to ask, why do you think our nation is open to a culture that has waged war on Christians and Jews for over 1,300 years, and they're still waging a war on Christian and Jews around the world, especially when they have enough in number? And you can even see here in America, like Dearborn, Michigan, where they are basically setting up their turf and they're running the show. I can't think of anything other than the fact that they have basically set up a little theocracy right there in Dearborn, Michigan, and everywhere they go, they set up a theocracy. They are waging a war, and they're continuing to wage this war against Christians and Jews right here in America and around the world. I will ask you, what nation has been better off and has been able to sustain their culture and been able to live peacefully and they see these bumper stickers coexist with all these different symbols and so forth. How many cultures have been actually able to coexist peacefully and have assimilation into their nations as they've opened their doors and borders to just this one particular religious paradigm? Very many. As a matter of fact, if you look at the empirical data, every single nation that has allowed this religious doctrine and ideology to come into their borders, you will find that they have had nothing but trouble. Their women have been raped. Their children have been raped. And we've even had this here. It happened in Idaho 2 years ago. That being said, we are facing an issue, and I want you to understand this. We are facing a policy that has been ideologically put in by progressives. And this policy goes all the way back to the 50s. When we got involved with the 1951, I forget what it was. It was a treaty with the UN over refugees. And I honestly don't believe that the Senate properly ratified that treaty. I believe that they fell short of getting the 2/3, but it was a majority vote. But I do not believe that it was a 2/3 vote necessary to be a fully constitutional ratified treaty. However, we've still been subjugating ourselves to this treaty for, you know, how many decades now? Half a century, over a half a century. And we've been bringing in, and from that time, I know we brought in a lot of Southeast Asians, such as the Vietnamese, Laos, and so forth. And I'm not going to say that we've been better off in the last 3-4 decades in bringing in these Islamic refugees, and that's what we're continuing to do. If you look at the difference between the Vietnamese and the Asian cultures that have come in, they've actually been able to assimilate, and they've actually become very productive and huge contributors to our society, even our economy and so forth. It's a lot different with, and why is that? Well, we'll have to get into that when we get back from the break, because obviously I'm in a hard break right now. And so I will talk about why that is when we get back from the break. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and I was just going into the break talking about why is it that we are allowing, why do we have a policy that has been in place that allows the integration of a particular culture that happens to be 180 out from our culture? And what I mean by that is if you understand individual liberty and individual sovereignty, that means that you, you, the listener, have the opportunity to choose for yourself what type of religious doctrine you want to follow, what type of business you want to go into, what type of food you want to eat, what type of lifestyle you want to have, and hopefully We've been able to enlighten our society so that those choices actually are better than your parents, grandparents, and so forth. Because an enlightened society elevates life. It elevates the standard of living and the quality of life for society. Now, I'm going to go on a little tangent here, but we have been debasing and tearing down our society from the level of enlightenment that the framers were living to actually an immoral and a society that is steeped in debauchery. But that is all a part of the progressive agenda, because it is not about, and they know that as long as they continually chip away at us being responsible citizens and being people that are good stewards of our family, good stewards of our community, good stewards of our environment, and so forth, that they can, again, chip away at our morality by saying, well, you should be able to be free to express yourself any way you want to. You're entitled to self-identify as any type of sexuality that you want. And so if you understand what Burke talked about and what the framers actually talked about, they talked about self-discipline and putting away those carnal desires and the carnal nature of man for the betterment of society. Are we doing that today? No. And as a matter of fact, we're allowing to integrate all sorts of cultures that are a direct detriment to our society, that are not societies of enlightenment. Now, there have been academic arguments that the Islamic State reached a level of enlightenment at one period of time, but that happened to be when they were dominating the entire world as a theocracy, and they allowed themselves to kind of steep themselves into medicine and so forth. But I will tell you that that had nothing to do with following the theocratic doctrine, and that had more to do with no longer being engaged in a direct conflict in trying to become a conquest. At that point, the caliphates and the controls that they had been able to relish allowed them to deviate and get away from their difficult barriers that they had. They still had barriers, though, even in medicine, because they did not allow the autonomy and the drawing of human bodies and so forth, because there was a theological problem with that. Anyway, but again, I'm digressing. The whole point and the fact is that why is it that we're allowing a culture that will refuse to assimilate, that will refuse to, when they take the oath of citizenship, they raise their arm to the square, and they basically state that they will take no more alliance and have no more, what do you want to call that? They're no longer a subject to any other foreign nation, prince, polity, and that type of thing. When actually that is an immediate lie, because they are still subjects to a theology and a theocracy that puts their ideological belief and their religious beliefs above the laws of the land. And so what they're doing is they're outright lying, because they still are subjects to a very specific doctrine, and that doctrine is in complete contrast to our constitutional principles. They do not believe that you should have your individual rights and freedoms. You should be dictated to what you are supposed to eat. You should have your time dictated to when you're supposed to pray, when the call for prayer comes. And if you do not pray, then you will be punished. If you do not believe these things, then you are supposed to pay a tax, a slave tax, because you are supposed to be in indemnitude. I believe that's what they call it. If you look at how they have had and how they have taken over societies, or in their particular societies, there is no alignment to our culture and to our liberty. And that is why every state in the Union at the very beginning of this constitutional republic had a complete ban on the immigration of Islamists, period. There was also a complete ban on Buddhists. There was a complete ban on Jews. As a matter of fact, I don't believe Jews were able to legally and openly practice in any of the states except for, I believe, either one or two, Rhode Island and possibly Maryland. Other than that, every state had a ban on Jews being able to openly practice. So you can't tell me that doing something that would be a detriment, at least the framers understood, and the people that lived back in those times, it wasn't about fear, it was about protecting the culture and our liberties, because you are opening your doors to a threat and to a danger that you really don't want to do. I mean, would you allow your house to have your locks removed so that anybody could come in and stay with you? Because what will end up happening is they will literally take away your home and they will take away your property if you allowed that type of thing to happen. That's why we have doors. That's why we have locks. That's why we have some levels of protection for ourselves. And that's why countries have borders and immigration policies and laws. And the reason I got down this tangent is we have a progressive policy that is literally allowing these cultures to penetrate and permeate within us that are the antithesis of our fundamental principles. Those fundamental principles, again, individual liberty and individual property. So why is it that we are allowing our borders to be open? And not only just with these refugees, but look at the neighbors to the south. Why is it that they have a disparate advantage in trespassing with the intent to become citizens and undermine our nations over all the other nations that are worthy and, or I should say, desirous to come here and partake in individual liberty and sovereignty and bask in our existing processes? Isn't that interesting how the neighbors to the south of us want to come here and convert us into their type of a democracy and their type of government and want to undermine our constitutional republic and throw us back towards a democracy? Why is it that we give them the ability and the preference? And more specifically, why is it that there are processes and policies in place throughout this nation that are allowing for this to happen? I mean, are you asking yourself these types of questions? Because you should be. And so if you combine the refugee insertion with this mass immigration, and as a matter of fact, I'll even throw this other one in, what about the indoctrinated communists that are coming from our education system? And anyone with common sense will tell you that there is a storm brewing. But let me get into the education system real quick. I've got just about a little over a minute left. What do you believe the percentages are for kids coming out of our education system in regards to ideological values? So if you sat down and quantified how many kids that are coming into the voting system and becoming citizens as they turn 18 out of our education system, how many of these kids do you believe align with the ideology of liberty? How many high school kids graduating schools are lovers of liberty? How many of these kids are proponents for big government and free education and entitlements? Now, let me digress. Let's look at the last presidential election and let's look at the money that was brought into the election process for Bernie Sanders and Hillary combined against the money that was brought in for the Republican election. Now, I know the Republican election is getting a lot of corporate donors and so forth, but I'm at that heartbreak, but really quick. Just remember how many millions of dollars Bernie was able to make off of little teeny contributions from kids living in their basements. Do you remember that? Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. But we're at a hard break, so I will be right back after a word and some promos. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back. Thank you very much. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. I'm working with key leaders and patriots and setting up rodeos for Republic Review in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. We're trying to promote engagement between you and your public servants so that you can start demanding their fulfillment of their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. If you're beginning to understand what Republic Review can do and how it works, then America needs your help. More importantly, if you live in one of these states or know any patriots or patriotic leaders like an elected official, a grassroots leader, or someone who is politically active, then please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We know that if we can get a strong attendance by both the candidates and the electorate, we will make an impact. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this audit process started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. This show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. Okay, so I am back, and as we were just going into break, I was literally going into, and I was actually framing the context for you, that our children have been inculcated by these indoctrination centers throughout this nation to basically convert this nation into communism. But as I've been trying to frame this, as you can see, it's a little bit bigger than just our education system is working out against us. our government has been putting into place, policies and porous borders, refugees, and so forth. They are literally, and they have been for a long, long time. This goes back to the 50s. This goes back to Eisenhower time, even though Eisenhower was oblivious to what he was doing. But don't forget, he gets the credit for creating the Health and Education and Welfare Department, the Hugh Department. Remember that? That was Eisenhower. He could have actually vetoed. He could have basically said, no, you know what? This is well outside the boundaries of the Constitution. And remember, it was Eisenhower that warned us about the military-industrial complex. However, he was the one that gave us the medical, if you want to call it the medical-industrial complex, because how much money now is going into medicine and health and so forth compared to the industry of war or the military-industrial complex? If you contrast those two, I think you'll probably find that there is far more money going into the healthcare, and that's just one of the entitlements. The entire entitlement program is actually strangling us. And dare I say that Social Security is one of those things that has been the death knell to us, and they knew this, but it wasn't happening fast enough, so they started accelerating all these other programs and ideologies. And they have implemented everything that the communists have desired. You go and read The Naked Communist by W. Cleon Skousen, and you will find that all 45 goals that they had for America had been fully implemented. And what is really scary is they actually went beyond many of those things, because they've implemented even more than what Cleon Skousen was able to identify back in 1957 or 58. So anyway, and this actually goes hand in hand with that promo that I just played in these rodeos, and why I'm focusing on these six very red states, Wyoming being the key, because Wyoming is the most conservative state. And so as we move into the election cycle in June, because their primary is in August, I am looking to get as much support and focus on Wyoming and the Dakotas, if at all possible, so that we can, and Kansas, so that we can actually have an opportunity in saving our republic. Because as I'm trying to stitch here, I'm trying to give you this big picture that we have in place policies that are designed to collapse this system, because they are bringing in voters and creating voters that will want and be desirous of an entitlement state or the expansion of it. Kids want free college. Kids want an unabundant lifestyle of education and being able to work from home so that they can play their video games and what have you, and manage their time the way they want to. And I don't believe we're getting more and more productive. As a matter of fact, I will tell you that if you look at the progressive policies and what it has done to Europe, they actually get 1 month off from being able to, they call them vacations, where they literally shut down manufacturing and so forth in Germany. Do you believe Germany is really grinding away at being as productive as it possibly can? They're being productive as they need to be able to pay their bills, but they're heading down the same path as Spain and Portugal, where when they finally get to that point where they have more people on the, let's call it the retirement bandwagon, where they're, able to retire early, and that you can't sustain a society that way. As a matter of fact, I hate to say this, but when did it become a sin and when did it become a real problem for people to be productive in society all their life? What is this concept of, well, I want to retire and then go off and travel and do these? Very few people are able to do that, first of all. And that's only because they've been able to financially put money away and they worked very hard at doing that. Social Security is not your mechanism of living that highfalutin lifestyle that one would think that is going to be coming down the pike. I don't even think that we're going to be able to sustain ourselves. And as a matter of fact, I'm sure you hear on this program, or not on this program, but on this station, plenty of people talking about how our Social Security and these Medicare, Medicaid entitlements and these types of things are literally going to bankrupt us. They say that there won't be enough money. So what are we going to do? Because we're sustaining Social Security because nobody wants to fix the problem and get rid of it. And when I mean get rid of it, that doesn't mean that we're not going to actualize what people are owed, but we stop it. And we tell kids that, you know what, we have to pay this big debt and this is how we're going to do it. I'm not an advocate for stealing people's money and basically telling them that they cannot enjoy the benefits of what the money that they've put into this, believing that they had an opportunity. I think it's far more important that what we do is actualize what the cost is, just like Milton Friedman said, end it and basically pay off that debt as a one-time debt and that leave it at that. That way, when we move down this path of getting this albatross off of our neck in the next 50 to 100 years, then I truly believe that the future generations will be far better off because they will not believe the government, and it's not government's role to ensure that you have some quality of life as long as it's their quality of life that they want you to live. We need to get big government out of our lifestyle and making our life choices. It has never been their responsibility, right? Because the framers gave us a land of individual liberty and prosperity, sovereignty, and the ability to pursue happiness on our own terms. And I can't believe that we have allowed ourselves to really go down this path and perverting that and those fundamental beliefs and core principles that they instituted. So now let me get back to this. And once again, as we add the mass migration and trespassing, and as Washington and California and many of these other states, and even look at the Carolinas, you would think that the Carolinas is a very conservative state. All you need are little blue cities, population centers that will allow people who are here illegally, giving them IDs and registering to vote. They start undermining the states. And those states actually have been converting. And look at the Carolinas. North Carolina is becoming closer and closer to blue. How is this happening? Just like it's happening here in Washington. They've been allowing illegal voters to vote. I believe one of my guests just recently stated that we have at least 500,000 illegal aliens here that are voting. How is this happening? Because progressives are ignoring the law of the land, and now they're adding millions and millions of voters. And over the last three decades, we have been bringing refugees here that add into the millions as well. So as we start adding all this up, and I'm trying to get this picture painted for you so that you can clearly understand what little time we actually have and what we really need to do about this, because we don't have that much time. I'm estimating 3 to 5 years maybe before we actually tip over that point where there's no going back. And what I mean by that is that the impact of this immigration trespassing policy, these refugees, and our education system are literally working against us. A lot of these refugees are people who have no desire, as I've said before, to assimilate and work ardently in trying, and they're working ardently in trying to set up these theocracies, as I've been saying. Do you really believe that we're going to be better off by allowing these things to happen? And how are they going to vote? They are going to want to convert our system from a Republican, like the Electoral College and so forth, and Republican values to a democracy, because they know that they get away with the mob rule, and that's all they need. And if they join the mob that wants to mob rule, then they can take over. So with these three disparate groups being added to the ranks of voting every year, and understand that we have been very closely divided in the past few years, and this division or this separation has been getting tighter. And that tightness, I believe you've seen in the last few elections. And I believe Trump was an aberration. I have no idea if we're going to get 2020 and Trump reelected, but we better pray and hope that we do. But I have other plans for you, and I'll give you those plans when we get back from the break. Thank you very much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I am going to get into the back brief on why I'm giving you all of this. But before I do, I kind of need to tie all these loops or these ends together for you. And so if we start adding to this formula, not only all of these kids, not only all of these refugees and these illegal immigrants are being added to our voting system. Let's look at the back factor, or in the background, what's happening. if you look at who the staunch conservatives are in America, I'll just ask you to go to any Republican meeting. I'll ask you to go to a Tea Party meeting. I'll ask you to go to any staunch constitution-loving conservative meeting, and you will be able to tell me one commonality in demographics in each of all of these meetings. They happen to be seniors. They happen to be gray hairs. They happen to be old, just like myself. And I hate to say this, but we are losing these people. We're losing these ranks because they're at that point of that time in life where they have, you know, reached their fulfillment and it's time to go into the next stage in our spiritual development, let's say. And I hate to say this, but we are dying off. And so the tide is going to turn on us, or we are going to tip over. And that's why I say, I don't believe we have much more than 3 to 5 years before we are done. Now, so let me kind of give you this context here. We have this wave of communists coming in, a level that we've never recognized before. And we have everybody that is out for themselves on both sides. However, on the conservative side, you've heard me say that we have failed to unite in those conservative values. Businesses, anybody that's got a bit, there's 37,000 businesses in Spokane, and we can't get them to unite because some of them, there are a few of them that actually support progressive ideologies, which is a detriment to what they're doing, because what progressive ideologies are is to nationalize and have the state control every facet of what you're doing and maybe even determine whether you should be able to do that or not. Remember, in 2009 and 10, the federal government actually started closing down very conservative-ran auto dealerships in cities and so forth. And they were cherry-picking those who were contributing to the Democratic Party, those who were not. And if you weren't, then you were shut down if there was a viable competitor that was out there that was progressive, that was contributing. And so don't tell me that they don't do that. They will do that. And that even speaks to how far back, it even been long before this, that this deep state or dark state, whatever you want to call it, has been functioning in basically getting us to move towards communism. That's the ultimate goal. You can't tell me otherwise. Everything that W. Cleon Skousen, as I said before, and his naked communist has come to pass. So what are we going to do about this? And this comes down to Republic Review and this being our only opportunity to be able to set the stage in taking back our Constitution and making it impossible so that we can literally force the necessary changes so that everybody has a wake-up call. Because bottom line, unless we do this, and people go, well, we got to educate everybody. I believe that we have to use the shock of Republic Review that will cause people to get educated. Because right now, how do I even get a conventionite or an anti-conventionite to get educated on the constitutional process of Republic Review? They're so steeped in their biases that they really don't even want to talk to me because they're on this path. So the intent of these rodeos is to get one of these states to stand up, as I talk about. And I truly believe Wyoming is the state. It's going to be the easiest state to support getting constitutional warriors into place that will support Republic Review and have that state legislator, executive, and so forth supporting Republic Review. I've already been in contact with a few of the legislators and so forth. And I will tell you that they're far more receptive than any other state. And they actually understand the importance. And here's what we've got. We've got an opportunity to start actually doing exactly what Bernie Sanders has done by throwing a little bit of contributions into some of these. You don't have to throw $100, $200, $1,000 into these races. I believe that as a nation, as a local area, and through my national show, be able to get some people to just throw $5, $10 a week, or whatever you can into either a PAC, if we get one stood up, or into the specific races that we will have to kind of keep measure on to say, okay, this campaign needs more money. This campaign needs a little bit more money, so that when we have a few thousand people, because we've got millions in America, millions of conservatives that want to save America. So just add $1,000,005 to that. That's $5 million that can be easily thrown in a week or a couple of weeks, a month. That is a lot of money that goes into an election process right there in Wyoming that will actually and clearly delineate getting constitutional legislators in to have Wyoming stand up. So what happens when Wyoming stands up? Well, then now we have a David standing up in a field of potential Davids. Then Davids are states, by the way, to basically stand up against Goliath. Goliath being who? The federal government. And so if you start looking at the future, if we do nothing, we are heading in for a storm, like I said before today. And so if you believe that that storm is going to be, you know, just a little bit of wind and rain, you're sadly mistaken. Because what we have and what we're facing as a nation and as a republic is an overwhelming army. And it's going to be, when I say overwhelming, if you really understand how many people are supporting the communist movement and how it is growing underneath our feet, then, like I said, we only have 3 to 5 years. That is why this year is a very critical election. I didn't even get a chance to really go into some of these other things, but I want you to know that I'm going to start asking people, and if you go to my reclaimingtherepublic.org, I'm going to be standing up a new domain, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we are going to ask that you go to that domain and then start looking at who the candidates in play are and supporting, just throwing a few dollars at those candidates. That is not an unreasonable thing. If you $5, $10 or what have you into these campaigns, that will make a huge, huge difference in helping constitutional candidates in Wyoming stand up so that we finally get a David, like I said, to lead. Because if we get David to stand up, then they'll be able to convince other Davids, such as the Dakotas, such as Kansas, really dark red states, to actually stand up. What happens? What you will see is it'll be like a snowball effect. The more Davids will want to come on board because they don't even know what's going on. But I have a real opportunity of just teaching 100 legislators, a governor, and so forth, to actually take charge and lead and let them take this on as soon as they stand up. I'm telling you, other states will realize, are you kidding me? We could do this? It's about getting this message out to leaders. Then once these leaders start leading, this is where the explosion of education will begin. And what will end up happening is, I call it cancer education, because people will realize, what do you mean you can do this? What is this republicanism? And they will start reading and they will realize that we've been duped, that they've been living in the wrong paradigm, and it is time to make these critical changes. What I was really hoping to talk about is our local election systems and how we have to actually be active. So just because you're going to be contributing, and I'm begging you that you do contribute to these campaigns in Wyoming, I also need you to become a big player in contributing here in taking back our elections, because our election system is steeped with fraud. There is no way we have a good, open, honest, and clear, transparent election system. We've got to take that back. So I'm G.R. Mobley. This is Reclaiming the Republic. And with your help, we will be able to do this. Thank you so much. I'll be back next week.